Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We opened the mail the other day, and we thought it was a leftover tax document because it was colorful. It was fully printed, and it was a violation for going through the McKinley High School school zone. I was going 37 in a 15. And the funny thing was, my wife was going to make fun of me for going that fast and kind of chastise me. Then she realized she was in the car with me.
Did you even realize that you were in a speed zone with a posted 15-mile-an-hour limit?
Not at all. We were coming back from a financial meeting downtown, so we're talking about things, and we're just going with the flow of traffic. And we got this in the mail like a week or so later. We couldn't even remember driving by McKinley High School. We had to backtrack to figure out where we were and when we were there on Elmwood Avenue.
Where did the letter come from? Was it the city of Buffalo or something else?
The envelope said Citation Processing Center, Buffalo, New York. And you know what? When you get a phony car dealer ad in the mail where you come in and test drive a car, it looked like something like that.
They're catching over 10,000 vehicles a day going through school speed zones.
When I first heard 10,000 vehicles, I thought that was crazy. But after I got my citation, and I think about in that 15 seconds it took me to go through that zone, there may have been 20 cars with me. I think 10,000 is very believable.
Okay. The city is now putting flashing lights in all of these posted speed zone areas. Do you think that'll make a difference?
I think the flashing lights are a great thing. I don't remember seeing a sign near the school at all. I think the flashing signs are a great idea, but I wonder this. Traffic's going so quickly and going to slow down so quickly. Will that cause accidents? I wouldn't be surprised if it really, really does.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.